The EPA's report concluded that it's possible to live and work in Libby and Troy without concern of suffering from the respiratory diseases associated with asbestos. It confirms findings released in a preliminary report 11 months ago. The EPA's Deborah McKeon.
The cleanup that we have been conducting for the past number of years is indeed protective, and that risks and exposures experienced by the population before the cleanup have been abated.
Usually an EPA risk assessment, like the one released today, is announced before cleanup work begins. The assessment then guides future work. But in the case of Libby, EPA officials didn't want to wait to start cleanups.
We had started doing the removals on the properties and in other business areas early on in the process so that we can mitigate exposures as much as possible.
In 1999, the EPA responded to requests from the state of Montana and Lincoln County Board of Health to investigate potential exposure to asbestos because of former mine operations in the area. In 2002, Libby was added to the Superfund National Priority List. Since then, the EPA has investigated more than 7,000 properties within the Superfund site for asbestos contamination, but is still waiting for access to another 700. The EPA encourages the remaining property owners to contact the EPA's Libby Information Office. You can find that number on our website, mtpr.org. EPA officials estimate another 3 to 5 years of cleanup in Libby. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.